Welcome back to Sweet But Salty Secret Santa Christmas Special. This is already episode 22 of this special, and the time flew by like crazy. I can't believe it's almost Christmas. If this is your first time listening, as always, I'm explaining the rules. I have a little blue sack where I collected different topics that my family wrote down on tiny pieces of paper, and I randomly pick one of those from my secret sack. You can hear them. There are only a few left. Only three to be exact. And I'm gonna pick today's topic. Ooh, this one is good. It's courage. What can I say about courage? Not much, I guess, because I don't feel courageous at all. Especially at the moment. I don't exactly know why, but I feel a little bit fearful, I guess. It's gotten better, so I'm really happy about that, but I think courage is super important. This is like not Christmas-like at all, because it's basically a Chinese tradition. In Chinese tradition, each year has like an animal spirit to it, and next year is the year of the horse, especially because in numerology, next year has the number one. It's like the beginning of something new. And the end of a cycle that's ending this year with the number 9. Next year has number 1, and it's gonna be really interesting what's gonna happen and what isn't. Number 1 is obviously the number of beginnings, and the horse stands for power and fast movements and fast decisions. You will be able to change a lot if you double down on your decisions and like really follow through with them. I think courage is very important, and it's really important for us to be courageous next year, to break old chains that hold us back and tie us down. And I have a very precise idea of what I want to do, and it would require a lot of courage from my part to do all of the things that I envision, but I haven't planned anything. I think I'm going to end this year quietly and then move fast in the new year. When you feel like you're not courageous, it really helps to remember what you've done that was really brave. Just make a list of things. Like, for example, for me, what was really brave behavior on my part was the decision to move to the US when I was 15. I went there for 1 year in high school without my parents. And I didn't see my parents for like 10 months straight. It was a very intense time. And looking back, I'm very happy I did it, even though it was hard. It was a lot harder than I thought it would be. And it wasn't glamorous at all, let me tell you that. But it was brave. It was a courageous decision. And it helps to remember those moments. Like, if I was able to do this when I was 15, what am I able to do now? So I really hope this helped you and this inspired you to do something brave and out of the box. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps a lot. Thank you so much. I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.